You are fake news.
There is no gray.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Just black and white.
It's political bullshit.
This is the truth.
I can do whatever the hell I want.
This is Danny Land.
He goes home now to mommy and he gets reprimanded and that's the end. Sorry, mommy. Sorry, mom.
Probably the beginning of the...
How are you, friends? Here we are on a Monday. Probably going to be the worst week of our lives. Surgeon General said this is going to be our Pearl Harbor. We know what is coming.
Scary.
Yeah. It's all right to be... Hey, it's all right to be... It's all right to be afraid. That's natural. I'm Danny Chekalinsky. I'm your host. This is Danny Land. We come to you 20 miles from my basement. We call it the dungeon. Mission statement is simple. 90% of the world is stupid. And that may change. It's got to be approaching 95%. It really does. But you are part of the 10 or 5% thing. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Willoughby, Ohio. That's 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland, okay? Are you angry? You scared? Confused? I'm having a glass of wine, so I hope you don't mind. Everything is normal now. We need to be pissed. Pissed at China. They either, follow me, all right? They either ate a bat or leaked a virus. It's one or the other. Started in China. China's not our friend. I don't like China. China killed people. And a lot of those people are and will be Americans. And when we get through this, and at this point, I think we will, but at a grave expense. We can't forget what has happened, all right? Anyway, right from the beginning, the media took it lightly. The media. God. This is the beginning of the third week of January. I'm not kidding you. You will recognize these voices, friends.
Tonight, I can report the sky is absolutely falling. We are all doomed. The end is near. The apocalypse is imminent, and you're going to die. Or at least that's what the media mob would like you to think.
Yeah, I'm dead right on this. The coronavirus is the common cold, folks. The hype of this thing as a pandemic, as the Andromeda strain, as, oh my God, if you get it, you're dead.
This is one of those cases where the more I learn about coronavirus, the less concerned I am. There's a lot of hyperbole.
The national left-wing media playing up fears of the coronavirus.
The sky is falling because we have a few dozen cases of coronavirus on a cruise ship. I am far more concerned with stepping on a used heroin needle than I am getting the coronavirus, but maybe that's just me.
It's a virus like the flu. All the talk about coronavirus being so much more deadly doesn't reflect reality.
This virus should be compared to the flu because at worst case scenario, it could be the flu.
The far more deadly, more lethal threat right now is not the coronavirus. It's the ordinary old flu.
Right,
people
right,
are dying.
Right, enough, all right? I think we made our point right there, okay? Are you kidding? They blew it. And when I say they, I mean a lot of people. Not just the media, not Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, TV talking heads. You know where Dr. Fauci is, right? Part of the White House task force. Everybody looks at this guy as a great guy, an honest guy. Listen to what he said about the Chinese virus on January the 21st of 2020. Listen.
So manageable numbers. Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?
Well, obviously you need to take it seriously and do the kinds of things that the CDC and the Department of Homeland Security are doing. But this is not a major threat for the people in the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
All right. Great. I'm seated here in my my basement on a mandatory lockdown now, entering Holy Week. I'm being told that I got to put on a freaking mask now to go outside. I'm being told now by my governor that I should have, you know, or Dr. Birx, the other one part of the White House task force, don't go to the grocery store. What? Don't go to the grocery store. Only so many people can be allowed in the grocery store. What? People got to eat. I want to start with an amazing piece of audio from Tucker Carlson. We folks, we're at war. We, as our president says, it's the silent killer out there. It's the silent, the invisible enemy. It's the virus. We're at war. We're trying to survive. We need to come together. Politics and all the bullshit, the bitching, put it aside. Doesn't matter. When we get healthy, we can go back to that, the big distraction. We all have to come together as Americans, as human beings. 3M is an American company. They don't care about you. They care about money. They will let you die. They will let your family members die. Never forget that. This company needs to go away. Never spend money with this company. They're evil people, all right? Jared Moskowitz, he's Florida's Director of Emergency Management. And on the Thursday night edition of Tucker Carlson Tonight, he shared news that to Tucker was so compelling and so upsetting that he moved the segment to the front of the line. And just follow this, okay? I watch the news so you don't have to. This is an American company, and this is what they did to American citizens. Listen.
Well, today, about 2 hours ago, actually, I had a phone conversation with someone who's trying to get masks for his state, the state of Florida. That conversation was so compelling and so upsetting that at the last minute we scrapped our original plans for tonight's show and we moved this interview to the top. That person is Jared Moskowitz. He's the director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management, and we're happy to have him on tonight. Jared, thanks so much for coming on. So, simple question. Repeat for our audience, if you would, what you told me about your efforts to get masks for your state, which, by the way, is your job. What happened?
For the last several weeks, we've had like a boiler room in our EOC chasing down 3M authorized distributors, brokers, supposedly representing that they sell N95 masks, only to get to warehouses that are completely empty, being told that our shipments are on cargo planes and the flights don't even appear on FlightAware. We're chasing ghosts, Tucker. And so, you know, I just decided to turn up the heat and tell people what is actually happening in the N95 mask space. And so, you know, 3M reached out to us today. Their government relations folks wanted to have a conversation. And I thought perhaps maybe what 3M would finally say to me is that they have masks to sell me. But what I actually found out is even more frightening. It's what we suspected, which is that the system is completely broken and that the authorized distributors who right now can't tell me a timeline when I'm going to receive my masks orders that I put in a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, the terms and conditions are, you know, I got to pay for the masks and can't cancel my order.
Uh-huh.
Is that 3M has lost total control. And so what I asked 3M is that, are they aware that their authorized distributors, U.S. companies, are telling me that the reason why our orders are being pushed down is because foreign countries are showing up with cash to purchase the orders. And when I told 3M that, not only did they not dispute it, I asked them if they've put out any guidance to prevent the behavior, and the answer was no.
They being 3M, they're that fucking greedy that they will let American lives die. Let me fix this here, sorry. They will let Americans die just so they can cash in with foreign cash. How pathetic is that? I mean, these are times, it's a rallying cry. We all have to get together. We all have to help one another. I can't believe this shit. How bad is it here in Cleveland? Good question. Cleveland Clinic CEO, Dr. Tom Malafovic. Milosevic, yeah. He offered new insight into the Chinese virus the other day. This is for those of us here in Cleveland. And I got an amazing story right after this clip here.
Curve here over the last 5 to 6 days has begun to look very favorable in Ohio, meaning that we believe that we are flattening the curve. This is a term that your viewers have heard very many times. And if we continue to be as effective as the early data suggests, we're going to see the peak of activity most likely between mid-May and mid-June.
All right, well, there you go. And it's what, the beginning of April? I think things will change. They're going to be just fine. Hey, let me tell you what happened. Let me take a sip of my wine. I'll do that. And staying within about 2 feet from me. Arms length. So on Friday, I had to go to the bank, not to the ATM. ATM just probably about a two-car wait or something like that. I had to go to the bank. And obviously, if you go inside, that's not happening. The only thing that's working is a drive-thru. Hey, before any of you idiots say, yeah, why do you go to the bank that way? You need that for it. Look, I needed to, you know, the ATM gives you 20s. I need some fives. I need some ones. I need change. That's just the way it is. I got to tip people. I want to make, you know, why do you want to tip people? Why don't you just do it? Stop it. So there's a, I'm not kidding you. I took a, if you're not my friend on Facebook, it's Radio Danny on Facebook, all right? And I posted this picture. And I ride a Harley. I don't have a car, okay? I don't believe in vehicles. I just want to be on the motorcycle. So me traveling is contingent on the weather. So the weather was nice on Friday. It was about 52 degrees. I bundle up. I go up to the bank and get in the line. And there's, like I said, there's 20, 30 cars there, right? Well, this lady pulls into the driveway. Instead of driving around the traffic jam, she wants to be let in so she can go park. Well, where are you going to park? You can go inside. She says, I got to make a deposit. Well, evidently, I kind of figured it out. She's like some sort of business, and they were letting those people go in to make a deposit or whatever the case may be. But here's the point. You're not coming in through this fucking drive, all right? And at this point, oh, you know, like I said, I'm never going to be on the cover of Men's Health magazine anytime real soon, all right? Got a pacemaker in me. You know, my heart was in AFib. I had an ablation done. I take 13 prescription drugs a day. You know, it's not good. I got this lady over there that wants me to move out of the way. Forget it, man. I pull the motorcycle up. I get right behind. I clip the, you know, right near the back bumper of the car in front of me. I look behind at the guy and I go, are you part of this parade, patriot? Yeah, he was too. He pulls up close. I go, you're not coming in here. Are you kidding me? This is where it's going to end? In a bank parking lot? All because I want to get like about $50 worth of fives and ones? Are you kidding? Then, of course, I completely lose my temper. I'm like, yeah, you're probably a Democrat. She went, you're probably a Trump supporter, aren't you? I'm like, well, I'm actually a libertarian. You don't even know what that is. But you proved my point. Long story short, I didn't let her in. Guy in front of me didn't let her in. Guy behind me, he had my back too. We blocked the predator. Yeah. And then some suck ass, some ass hat let her in. Had to be that guy, huh? Let that piece of shit vermin in. She parks her car. She goes in the bank. Yeah, yeah. You probably heard somebody say at this point that the Chinese virus is being blown out of proportion by the media. Especially, what's the, they'd love to say this one too. More people die of the flu. Yeah. Clint Johnson, South Fork, Colorado, was one of the many people who felt that very same way. Where is he?
Jeremy, if you spend a few minutes on Clint Johnson's Facebook page, it's obvious just how much his perspective has changed. Here is a post from March 14th making light of that virus, and then we've got another from the 22nd where he jokes that coronavirus is like being married but with a cough. Well, fast forward to today, and Johnson says he's now sorry and ashamed for that, and he's trying to make sure others don't make the same mistake. There are few things in life that 46-year-old Clint Johnson is afraid of, but coronavirus is now one of them.
It's like the flu times 10. You don't want to do anything. You're just completely miserable.
Just last week, Clint was lying on a hospital bed at Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo, fighting for his life.
I was sick. I've never been that sick before. The fever just won't go away.
Clint doesn't know where he contracted coronavirus. All he knows is that he came home from a weekend of four-wheeling in Moab feeling a little under the weather.
He was four-wheeling.
I thought, yeah, I just got a cold. Jesus. You know, there's nothing wrong.
2 days later, Clint woke up and realized this was not an ordinary cold.
And I couldn't feel my hands or my fingers.
What? Did you catch that? Friends. Couldn't feel my hands or my fingers. That's some scary shit. I found this audio, okay? It's from a nurse that is suffering from the Chinese virus. She's probably going to get through it, but she's going through hell, all right? And I don't play these, all right, look, I don't play these to scare you or to bang the fear drum. All I do is I sit in front of a TV. This is my day. I get up. Brush my teeth. I might make something to eat. I don't know. I sit down in front of the TV and I watch, and then on the computer, and then police scanner. It's not healthy. Not going to go anywhere, but I know it's not mentally healthy to do what I'm doing. Anyhow, I want you to listen to this because it's the fucking truth, all right? This is a nurse suffering from the Chinese virus. Here we go.
Jeremy, if you spend...
Oh, sorry. Here we go. Right here. Hold on. Damn it. Come here.
If you don't have to go out, stay at home. This is something you don't want. I never felt a gunshot. This is probably worse than a gunshot. I trust God with this thing right here. It hurts. It hurts like hell.
Yep, exactly. Did you hear that noise in the background? I mean, can you imagine? All right, I'm a TV freak, all right? This is the way I think. This is going to completely blow your mind here. I have to have a TV on at all time. I need sound. I don't sleep. So I see these hospital beds, and I just see that nothing but beds, and there's no TVs. And, I mean, if you have to sit there and you're struggling for breath, friends, you're struggling to take a breath, and you hear the noise of that machine. That's your sound. There's no TV. You're fighting for your fucking life. Yeah. I told you I ordered toilet paper from Amazon. I'm an Amazon Prime member. I'm going to get my, I ordered $71 worth of toilet paper, but it's not going to get here until May. So, I mean, I may be dead here at the in the basement. So if you want to, if you don't hear from me, by May 15th, stop by the dungeon, pick up about $75 worth of toilet paper, okay? So what are the essential items? I found this clip from an Amazon worker, and he's trying to explain that some things that you're ordering, people, are not really essential.
They should not be selling non-essential items. If you go on the website, all the essential items are sold out. Until you restock and until you close this building, shut it down. Dildos are not essential items.
What?
Books for kids, yes, but dildos?
Dildos.
No.
Tell you what, at a time of crisis, this country will drink and they will masturbate. Anastasia Ocasio-Cortez, she just, I found her on Instagram Live. She was ranting about how elected officials aren't doing enough. And what was she doing when she was bitching about this? She was making a margarita. Are you kidding me? Listen to this idiot.
And we need to be really blowing up our elected officials' offices and demanding relief, because they want to continue to get away with doing far too little. And this, in this moment, there's no such thing as doing too much.
You're making a drink.
I mean, honestly, have you ever had a point in your life where...
What are you doing?
The federal government did too much for you?
You're making a drink.
Where they gave you too much? Never happened to me. I've never seen that in my life.
Oh, good.
I never had too many...
That's what's going on. Those are... our elected officials. These are the people that we're looking to lead us out of this terrible pandemic. We have a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week comment line here at Danny Land. Just call. You know, for, look, if you just want to talk, you want to commit a crime or confess a crime, I don't care what you do. 561-318-3702. Let's see what's on your mind today.
Hey, Danny, this is Billy Bob again. I got that thing there. They said to try the hair dryer thing to get the coronavirus, and I'm going to see if I can try that right here. I'm holding the hair dryer up to my nose right now. Get a little warm up. I don't think it's hot enough. I'm going to put it on a hot, hot heat. All right. Oh, that's hot. Okay. Oh, and I got a little bit higher now. Got it up my nose. It's really hot.
Yeah.
That's really hot. Oh, God. There, I think it's burning my nose hair. God dang. What the? How long I got to do this? How long I got to do this?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Comment line, 561-318-3702. You know what? I think about this, and then I'm trying to wrap it up here with some final thoughts. I hope you're safe. Motherfucking Dow was setting records. 401ks had exploded. And like in 2 months, the country's in shambles. Scary. People are losing their jobs. People don't know where the next meal is coming from, and we have a hell of a week coming up here, and it's Holy Week too, by the way. It's gonna be a very trying week. People are struggling out there, and you can see it. They're wearing masks day by day. I mean, it was like, you know, week to week. Now we're day to day. Soon we're going to be hour to hour. The president sounds concerned. And he should be.
In recent weeks, as the virus has spread and economic hardship has followed, we have seen Americans unite with incredible selflessness and compassion. I want to remind everyone here in our nation's capital, especially in Congress, that this is not the time for politics, endless partisan investigations. Here we go again. Have already done extraordinary damage to our country in recent years. You see what happens. It's witch hunt after witch hunt after witch hunt. And in the end, the people doing the witch hunt have been losing, and they've been losing by a lot. And it's not any time for witch hunts. It's time to get this enemy defeated.
They're right, or he's right, I should say. Look, if you don't like this guy, I get it, okay? I understand. I do. And that is not my issue with you right now. My issue is... This is not time for politics. It is not. It's not time for a platform or anything like that. This is a time of survival, all right? And before anybody forgets that, they're going to have to get it. And not everybody is getting it. It's not the time to point the finger of blame. It's a time to clench the fist, pump it up in the air, and rally. That's what you do. Let's get through this. And then, you know, then, well, yeah, we'll point fingers. Yeah, we'll play the blame game. That's fine. But we'll be healthy and we will have survived. Right now, we have to survive. If you forgot what was said by Dr. Fauci, January 21st, remember this.
So manageable numbers. Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?
Well, I, you know, obviously you need to take it seriously and do the kinds of things that the CDC and the Department of Homeland Security are doing. But this is not a major threat for the people in the United States. And this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
We shouldn't worry about it. It's not a major threat. Those were the words of Dr. Fauci on January 21st. Let's fast forward to Monday of Holy Week. Are we a little worried? People dying? Yeah. Let's fix this, all right? What do you think? Hey, have a good week. Do me a favor, all right? Because I think right now the way the communication is going, it's changing too. It's going to the internet. It's going to the podcast world. Tell somebody about the podcast. I want your feedback. I want that 24-hour hotline number going. I want to know what you are thinking. 561-318-3702. Take the podcast, tweet it, post it on your Facebook page, LinkedIn, one person at a time. All right? Thanks. Have a good week. We'll talk again on Friday. Be safe, all right?
You have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor. But in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune in again to Danny Land.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.